Is it recording now? Okay, mm-hmm. Now it's paused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now recording.
Today we're talking to Kerr Ricker, who is a certified whitewater guide. She's currently employed by Star River Resort. My first question for you, Curl, is how did you become involved in the sport?
My introduction to rafting was during a family vacation. My family took a trip to Star River Resort. They took us on a beginner's rafting trip, and I've been hooked ever since.
Okay. Give us a little information on getting started in whitewater rafting, and what kind of equipment is required, and where do you raft?
The first thing you need is information. You need to learn how to raft. You need to know something about the sport. You also need a guide. You need somebody to teach you. But you have to have a Coast Guard approved life preserver. That's a ski vest, life vest, whatever you want to call it, and a helmet. And as far as where you raft, West Virginia is such a beautiful state, and we have so many rivers that with great rapids on them, you just have a choice of just about anywhere in the state.
Okay, you told us about the helmet, which is a safety precaution. Now tell us about the rivers that Star River Resort uses in their rafting trips.
Well, I'll start with how the water is classified. Water is classified as Class A, it flows under 2 miles an hour. Class B, it flows 2 to 4 miles per hour. And Class C, water flows greater than 4 miles per hour. Class C, you need to think of as a flash flood. That's how fast it's moving, pretty fast. Okay. And the white water is also classified. It's done by Class 1 Easy, Class 2 Novice, Class 3 Intermediate, Class 4 Advanced, Class 5 Expert, and Class 6 Almost Impossible. That's for daredevils who shouldn't be doing it.
Okay,
and the rivers are classified by the rapids. Now, Star River Resort uses the Big Sandy Creek and the Upper Big Sandy and the Lower Big Sandy. The Upper Big Sandy is at Class 3 and 4. That's for intermediate and advanced. The Cheat River is probably the easiest. It has two. It's a Class 2, but Calamity Rock is a Class 3. Most of the rivers are 3 and above, so you definitely need a guide until you have the experience you need to raft on your own.
Okay, that's interesting. What does it take to become a certified guide?
Well, you have to be at least 18 years of age, and you do have to have experience and knowledge of the sport. But you have to go through the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources and Regulations to get all the information and to become legally certified. That is the entity that you go through to get your certification.
Okay, so what made you choose to work for Star River Resort?
Well, it's a great company. They're great employers. They offer a great product and service. Plus, you know, my pastime is my job, too.
Okay, Carol, I would like to thank you today for being with us and the information that you have given us on whitewater rafting.
Thank you so much for having me.